Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, good Friday, everyone. Welcome in. I can't even imagine what it's like to lose your son in a violent act and then have to rely on a justice system headed by a clown like Larry Krasner. But that's the fate of Linda Schellinger. She yesterday had the just, well, after all the watering down of charges, a not guilty verdict on all except a single more minor count. Linda joins us here on the Dom Giordano program. Linda, thank you very much. Thanks for coming on today, particularly after all this. What can you tell us about what went on in that courtroom, in your view?
Dom, thank you, and good morning. An absolute injustice. The justice system did not work yesterday. Larry Krasner, I will just say it out loud, Larry Krasner needs to be arrested for corruption.
In what,
he obstructed justice.
Go ahead. Yeah.
He obstructed justice. There are many, many examples. We certainly don't have the time to go through all of them, but we started with a murder one charge. And Larry Krasner, as you all know, dropped that charge. His assistant district attorney that actually charged the case, Lou Tomolo, resigned over this situation. The charges were then dropped and dropped and dropped. And Larry really utilized the legal system to actually make sure that Michael did not get the punishment that was intended. As even the judge said on Friday, they really took this out of everyone's hands. This is a classic third-degree murder case. Michael was going to be convicted of third-degree murder. When Larry saw the evidence, he knew that. That's why he dropped the charge. The only difference between the real difference between voluntary manslaughter and third degree murder is intent.
Mm-hmm.
There is no need to prove intent on third degree murder. There was plenty of evidence once you take away all of the noise in the courtroom of look at this shiny object versus focus on the facts. You can read in the testimony of Michael, he agrees that he killed Sean. The only legal question here was his intent, and Larry did that on purpose. He took away from the jury the opportunity to have third-degree murder. I pled with him on the Friday before the trial to leave third-degree murder because manslaughter was already a charge on the sheet and to allow the jury to decide. That is what our system is made up to do.
Now, let me interrupt and counter.
Yes,
I guess his side would say, but you're making a compelling argument, so I'm just telling you as a devil's advocate, not that
yes.
I agree with this. I think he would say, Linda, well, by going with this charge that they went with, it would be easier to get a conviction on something, but you say no to that.
That is exactly what he said, and he is intellectually dishonest, Don. That's exactly what he said, to try to convince me that this was better.
Okay.
He was lying. I know that now. The judge voiced his frustration in that third degree murder charge, not with the jury in the room, obviously, very appropriately, and it was a very good judge.
Mm-hmm.
But he inappropriately dropped that third degree murder charge because he knew that was the charge that was going to stick.
Now, do you think it's because this guy is probably the weakest DA in the country or right there, or is race the issue that Krasner was playing to?
Well, you know, I wish I could say that he supports the black community. I don't believe he gives a you-know-what about
mm-hmm.
Michael White. He wants votes. He wants attention. He wants cameras. He doesn't really care what's happening in the black community. If he cared, he would not be reducing charges against many, many. I sit in a group called Moms Bonded by Grief. Now, it is usually black-on-black crimes. These mothers are in tears over what Larry Krasner's office is doing in almost every single case. It is identical to what is happening with Sean. Murder charges being dropped to manslaughter and involuntary.
Mm-hmm.
They're pled out. And the moms don't even know that a plea deal has happened until they see it on the news. Full video coverage, just like we had. Full video coverage of the event.
That's right. There was a videotape of it that came up. So, Linda, I'm amazed.
There were eyewitnesses.
I'm amazed how strong you are and composed you are, and how much I think you're right on point, and particularly with these other moms. So the issue becomes, I guess, the next election with Krasner. I don't see anybody impeaching him, removing him. Every prosecutor in Pennsylvania, almost, and I've had a lot on my show, the prosecutor's group has gone against him. The only thing he has are a segment of people in Philadelphia who apparently don't want the law enforced.
Well, that's what I had said yesterday. Are we going to let the killing continue? The only reason that we got the attention we did was because Sean was white. That's the only reason mm-hmm. we got the attention. People are killing each other. North Philly the other night, 6 people shot. People are dying. Larry really does nothing except plead those cases down, get them out of here. Plead those cases down, get them out of here. He's not bringing charges. Talk to these detectives that have evidence. Evidence is a very important piece of the law. Larry isn't supporting any piece of our safety system.
Linda, what do you do now, though? You're bonded with these other women, so I guess it's on to trying to defeat Krasner in the next election, right?
It's absolutely on to defeat Krasner, and that's the smallest of it, because I do actually believe that there has been an obstruction of justice here. So I am communicating with federal prosecutors, and I will prove that this man has obstructed justice. I will prove it. And it may be on this case, it may be on many cases, but until I see him in handcuffs, I will not be happy.
Linda, thank you so much, and thanks for what you're doing. You're doing it for all of us. I hope to meet you on some occasion, and I can't say enough words of consolation. You've been through not only the death of your son, but the Krasner treatment here. And I'm so glad you're bonded with these other women, because you're right.
Thank you.
It is across the board, and there are a lot of victims of color who are suffering in the same way across the board with this guy. He's even-handed when it comes to that. He's just pro-criminal and a contrarian and needs to be stopped. Linda, we'll
be... he's exploiting these people in the city. He's exploiting these families in the city that are sitting there suffering with the death of their children.
Linda, thank you. We will be in touch. Thank you for coming on today.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.